Welcome to the Mosh Pit, your home for unsigned punk, rock, and metal artists, where your music goes to be heard.
Welcome to the Mosh Pit.
Hi, y'all. It's AJ Green and Wes Everett.
Yo, what's up?
So, let's talk COVID-19, you guys.
So we're in a crazy time right now. I mean, this is probably the craziest thing that's happened in most of our lifetimes.
I'd
say the past 20 years have been fairly crazy.
I mean, people don't know how crazy it's going to get. It's going to get worse before it gets better.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely. So we are all hunkered down. We are all locked down. Well, I'm not because I'm an essential. Shut up.
I love the way you say essential. Say it again.
Essential. I'm essential. If y'all need money, I'm the guy who makes sure that you can get it. God, that makes me sound more important than I really am.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not essential. The thing is what people don't realize is everybody's running around, what am I going to do? And the catch is like, unless you're a small business owner or a 1099 employee or someone who has a trade, it's going to hit us hard. It's going to hit those people the hardest, and it really stinks. Like, really, really stinks.
You've heard the term poor tax, which is basically the poor stay poor for a reason because they always have to have their beer, their cigarettes, their lottery tickets. This is like the poor tax to the extreme. This is going to bankrupt anybody who can't take a hit right now. Anybody who can't take a hit ever.
Right.
You know, those guys who are, we're paycheck to paycheck, but you miss a paycheck, something's getting turned off.
Right, right.
Fair shake, just days.
Myself to win the game.
so I'm going to tell you about my experience personally, and then, you know, you kind of get the gist of it. But fortunately for me, I am not a miss a paycheck kind of person. I did make sure to have money in the bank for such an occasion. But I feel like, and don't get me wrong, a lot of younger people my age don't do that. I feel that's the way I feel. It's, oh, it's mine, I'm going to spend it, and, you know, forget about it, you know. But for me, I put money away. But my experience is, being a 1099 self-employed hairdresser, it is one of those things that are, you know, I don't make money unless I do something to make the money. I don't have paid time off. I don't have, I have a wonderful boyfriend who has gone on the record and said, you know, we'll be fine. I got us. My business was marked essential. I know yours isn't, but, you know, we'll be fine. That's great. But I'm not that type of girl that doesn't contribute. So with that being said, it just feels horrible not to be able to make money and you're able-bodied. Now, that being said, stay home. Just stay home. If the government says stay home for 2 weeks, stay home. Find something to do. Draw a picture. Do a puzzle. Read a freaking book. Stay home. This will blow over faster if you do what you're told.
Exactly.
These people who are out walking their dogs with, and I kid you not, I work in East Cobb. I'm not going to say the name of the business, but there's a Brewster's Ice Cream close to us. And I kid you not, the day after kids got out of school and they were told to stay home and said, stay in your houses. I mean, it's okay to go outside and play, but, you know, no groups over 5 people or 10 people, whatever. I kid you not, I saw the most massive amount of people taking their kids in groups to get ice cream. Like nothing, like everything was hunky-dory and nothing was going to change. It just frustrates me how people, hey guys, your kid could get sick and die, especially if they can't breathe. Let's go get ice cream, guys. You know, it's just, it frustrates me.
Look at the morons that as soon as this came out, and yes, I'm sticking by the term morons, mm-hmm. who decided to go to spring break.
Oh, or the St. Patty's Day parties.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Like any other time, you fuckheads want to stay home and do nothing. Oh, Netflix and chill. Netflix and chill. Hey, coronavirus is here. Stay the fuck home. Nah, we got shit to do, man. We got shit to do. I can't be staying home. Like, what are you doing? Stop it.
Bittersweet empty. One day.
We'll be right back.
I mean, and that's what frustrates me. It's like, you're asked to stay home, you're asked not to go anywhere, but yet you're, you know, out partying or out taking your kids to the ice cream shop.
Here's the part that makes it more selfish. Here's the part that makes it more selfish and pisses me off a little bit more. And it's not because you might get sick. It's not because you might die. It's because you, young people, with your healthy-ass immune systems. Listen, I got a dad that just, he just recovered from cancer. He can't catch this shit. I got a mom who also had a couple of issues. She can't catch this shit. So stay the hell home, because you're going to kill off the old people who don't have good immune systems.
The ones that are taking care of your asses.
So stay home.
The thing is, and then not to mention, you know, and it's a touchy subject, but people who are passing away right now can't have funerals.
Exactly.
It's horrible. It's a horrible time right now. Just stay home. Just stay home. That's my experience, and I will be okay, because, again, I made sure I had at least 2 months' worth of bills, mm-hmm. you know, put away. But there are people in my industry who will not have a job at the end of this. Company owners are closing the doors permanently.
There are people in a lot of places who are not going to have jobs at the end of this. And, you know, that brings me to my next subject. This was the main reason I wanted to record this. I don't know how many people who listen to this podcast are in this age group where you remember pre-9/11. This is going to get a little touchy. I'm not comparing, don't get me wrong, I am not comparing this virus to a terrorist attack. I'm not comparing the lives lost here to the lives lost there. I'm comparing America to pre-9/11, post-9/11. Before 9/11, September 10th, 2001, you could practically board an airplane with an AK-47 and nobody said shit. Everybody said, huh, okay, cool, get on. It didn't matter if you had a plane ticket. It didn't matter if you were anybody. You got on the plane. He's on the plane. September 12th, you couldn't even look at the plane wrong. They'd throw you off of it.
Mm-hmm.
And look at, and I've said this before, 9/11 was the best thing to happen to this country as far as government regulations. You got the Patriot Act passed, where basically government can wiretap any phone for any reason. They can watch you from anywhere. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I argued with a guy who was a flat earther last week. So leave me alone. I have my own conspiracy theories, and flat earth is not one of them. But post 9/11, the world changed. The world changed for maybe the better, maybe not. Because we had a lot of things that we used to be able to do. I mean, when I was a kid, I used to take my bicycle and I would go wherever. I'd ride through town, ride to town. Hell, I live a mile from town. And we could go anywhere. No parents, you know, everybody kind of, it was a community. Everybody kind of watched. Everybody watched out for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
After 9/11, there was that brotherhood in America. And it's sad that it takes a natural catastrophe to bring people together, but that's a different subject. But all of a sudden it was, oh no, don't go over there. Oh no, stay away from there. You know, everywhere you went, you had to have a specific reason. And anything you did, it was there. You weren't just loafing. You were not just hanging out in front of the store, hanging out in front of the school. You know, you got out of school, you went home unless you were there for extracurricular activities.
Right.
There was no any of that. It was done and done. And you see it more, I mean, I guess in the years that passed, you saw it more. We're still in that post 9/11. Here's the thing. Will this change how work is done after the coronavirus?
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Will this be... Everybody's seen the meme. Everybody's seen the posts. Oh, this meeting could have been an email. Now, meetings are emails, unless you're on Zoom or Skype, and you actually have to do a face-to-face conference call. But, I mean, How many of those do you actually need to do that can't just be a, hey, did you get that?
Right.
You know?
Right.
Samantha Brooke, Reborn.
I don't think it's going to be as horrible. Horrible is not the right word. As crazy as 9/11.
No.
But I do agree that there are going to be changes. Like you said, to this day, security at the airport requires you to be there an hour and a half to 2 hours early so that you can go through security
mm-hmm.
at the airport because of 9/11. That is a long-lasting outcome.
But see, even that, I mean, even the terrorists then, you know, it's, oh, well, there's not as many people on planes. Hell, we'll just bomb the security airport center, the baggage claim, which they did.
Right.
In Moscow and over the UK areas. Subways was the same way.
Right.
But, again, I digress. But look at...
But look, now, how is it going to be? Like, right now... or not right now anymore, because they just did the stay at home.
It's not gonna. Nobody's gonna listen to it. Right, plus, there's too many people. Here's the problem. There's too many essential businesses and essential employees for a full lockdown to work.
Right, but do you know for the past 2 or 3 weeks, if you order Uber Eats, they're not allowed to come in contact with the customers. They sit. They don't even tell you they're there. They sit your food on the front step and hope to God you find it. That's the way Uber was happening. Which Uber already eliminated half of your interactions. Yep. You pay for it before they bring it to you.
Yep.
So there are going to be changes in this country. Do not go into this lockdown as, oh, it'll all be back to normal in no time. No, there's going to be changes in this country. Mm-hmm. There's going to be changes in how we treat older people. There's going to be changes in how we treat people in large groups.
Do you think it's going to get to the point where when, you know, after this blows over and everything's done, do you think it's going to get to the point where we're social distancing now? Do you think that's going to be the new norm? We don't shake hands. We don't hug. We don't high five anymore. We just wave at each other from across the room. Hey, what's up?
No, I don't think that's going to be that extreme.
You don't think so?
I don't think it's going to be that extreme. I think that places like, okay, for instance, the salon I work at, we were social distancing. We were taking clients. We were only allowing two people to work at a time, and we were staggering those clients so that there was one customer in the shop at all times. Our business used to be a walk-in based business with appointments. Mm-hmm. And then when she would hire a new stylist, that person would handle the walk-ins. And as she started to get more and more appointments, she went to appointment only and someone else got hired for the walk-ins. Mm-hmm. So now we have 8 stylists that work there.
Yeah.
And it all started with me. My books, 100% booked. Been there for 12 years. But what's going to happen now? We went down to 2 stylists on the floor and we're staggering the appointments. We're still going to have to stagger the appointments for some time after this ban gets lifted because people are still going to be scared. They're still going to be nervous.
Yep.
And my industry is one of the only industries where you don't have to have gloves on to touch a human being.
Nicky Mo, time won't heal.
Inside still feel.
So.
And see, and with me, I'm in and out of banks, hospitals, convenience stores.
Touching keypads that people use every day.
I didn't like that to begin with. So, you know, our new policy, which was pretty much always my policy, was wipe the machine down, wear gloves is really the newer one that we've started doing. But I've always been Lysol wipe the machine down, because everybody is touching these ATMs. Kids picking their nose, digging in their ass, punching the keypads. Makes you feel real safe, don't it? Think about how many hands, how many fingers touch that keypad that you've got to press to get your money. And think about where that money's been. Up some stripper's ass crack around her titties. Yeah. Probably even a little cocaine on most of it.
It's so gross.
That makes you want to go to Bitcoin real quick, don't it? Hey, if you're listening to this podcast and Bitcoin goes through the roof, I want my cut.
Ew.
But no, seriously, you know, back to, with everything changing, I drive for a living. I drive and I work on ATMs. I drive anywhere from Virginia to Texas to Miami, South Carolina, and everywhere in between. So we go everywhere. I go everywhere. And I'll tell you though, last couple of weeks, 75 has been an actual really pleasant drive.
Wow.
Hey, look, I got to look on the bright side somewhere. I've got to be at work, and I have to go to these places. I mean, normally what's a 2.5-hour commute from just inside the perimeter to my house is now hour and a half. So, you got that.
Right, right. Well, I mean, I don't know what I'm going to do for the next month. Because apparently the shop's been closed down for the next 4 weeks, so...
Now, was that her call?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, well, no. Yes and no.
Because as of recording this podcast, as of recording right now, the lockdown is only from this Friday through the 13th of April.
Yeah, but, I mean, honestly, like you said, how many people are going to adhere to it?
Well, I mean, they're threatening fines and jail time at this point. I have no problem with it myself. I think people ought to stay the fuck home.
So slow this down a little bit and let's go over the rules of this lockdown. So if you are at home.
Let's look at Italy, where they actually have a grip on how to handle their people,
mm-hmm.
how to handle a lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
If there's one person in the household, if it's just me living in my house,
yeah,
I get to leave my house once a week. With a paperwork saying I can go to the grocery store. I make my trip, I go to the grocery store, I get what I gotta get, and I come home. If I come home and say I forgot Mountain Dews, guess what? They will not get picked up until the next week. Mm-hmm. You leave your house one time a week for groceries, and that's it. There's no other reason to leave your house if you're not an essential employee. But again, too many essential employees for this to work. Too many nurses, too many doctors, too many ATM techs, too many grocery store managers, too many cashiers. I mean, that's just what it is. And again, I will go on record of saying I was not the one to say that those were low-skill jobs, so they were low-pay jobs. Because everybody's on that bandwagon again of they deserve a higher wage. A living wage. Again, I agree with that, but it needs to come from the top. The wage does not need to be increased. The amount of bullshit taxes need to be decreased. And I saw a post on Facebook. I know it was a joke, but...
So, like, okay.
Hang on. I saw the post on Facebook, and I know it's a joke, but all essential employees should not have to pay taxes after this. That's not a bad policy.
Yeah.
Because basically, your country cannot run without us.
Yeah.
Your economy goes to shit.
So again, what is the rules for America in this lockdown? Well, you don't even know.
You have an 8 o'clock curfew or a 9 o'clock curfew. I know Floyd County, if you have to basically go straight home from work. Mm-hmm. If you're an essential employee and you work normal 9 to 5, you know, I know that doesn't count for overnights or whatever, but they're closing. Apparently they've closed Walmarts. So they've closed all the stores. So those close at night.
Yep.
I don't know how, I don't know because I've still got a friend that works at Walmart and she works nights. I mean, she's there from like 7 at night till 7 in the morning, so.
Well, that makes sense because she has to restock the shelves.
Right. But anybody else, they have to be home. Yeah, they have to be home by 9 o'clock and they can't leave until, you know, basically whatever time they have to be at work with enough time to get to work.
Hmm.
And if you're not going out, if you're not going to the grocery store or to work, you're not allowed to leave your house, period. You're not going to the park. You're not going to Starbucks. You're sitting your ass on your couch watching Netflix, playing your PlayStation or whatever it is that you're doing.
Right.
But to get people to adhere to that, it's going to be impossible, in my opinion.
Right. Well, so, for instance, mm-hmm. I have an art studio. Mm-hmm. If I am at home and I wake up in the morning and I want to go to my art studio and create some art, that's a no-no?
That's a gray area. Don't get caught. I don't know. I work at home, or I work, but I also have a studio. Does that mean I can't come down here and record a podcast? I guess not after 9 o'clock.
So.
But here's the thing. I think something like this, I don't feel like this is compromising anybody's immune system or anybody's health. Because guess what? There's nobody here. It's me and you.
Right.
And 9 times out of 10, I'm at work. So you're here.
Yep.
And if I'm not at work, I'm normally not here because I'm too lazy to leave my house anyway, because I'm usually working on a video game or reading a book. Or editing a show that should have been up a week ago.
Yeah.
My bad.
Well, I don't know. I just wish that people would adhere to what they're being asked.
People don't do anything they're being asked to do. People are just... Everybody wants to be a rebel. Everybody wants to be... Well, that doesn't pertain to me. Yes. Yes, it does. Pertains to you. Go home, sit down, and shut up. And stop using up all the bandwidth on the internet. That's all y'all are doing now. Y'all are on the internet, and y'all are killing my data speed.
Right.
Actually, that's a joke, but whatever.
It's the truth, though.
It really is. Well, I don't know. It's going to get worse before it gets better. There's a darkness ahead, but we're going to get through this. What comes out on the other side may be completely different than the world we knew in February or January or December, wherever you are listening to this at. Because do we know that the coronavirus started? We know it started in the Wuhan, China, but do we know if it was in January or was it December? When the first case was.
I'm not 100% sure, but I just know that I'm,
Yeah, we went from memes and making fun of this to, oh, shit.
Right?
Which, I mean, again, I'll be the first one to say, I didn't think it was going to get this bad. I thought they were blowing it out of proportion. I thought it was just another, oh, here goes the government again, trying to push something down our throats.
Bo and Lucy, deeper well. The sun burned hot, it burned my eyes, burned so hot I thought I'd died and gone to hell, looking for the water from a deeper well. I went to the river, but the river was dry. I fell to my knees and I looked to the sky. I looked to the sky and the spring rain fell. I saw the water from a deeper well. Well, looking for the water from a deeper well. ready for the winning, ready for the bell, looking for the water from a deeper well. I found some love and I found some money, found that glowing drip from the honey, found I had a thirst that I could not quell, looking for the water from a deeper well. I did it for lust and I did it for hate. I did it for need and I did it for love. Addiction stayed on tight like a glove. So I ran with the moon and I ran with the night, and the three of us were a terrible sight. Nipple to the bottle, to the gun, to the cell, to the bottom of a hole in the deeper well. Well, looking for the water from a deeper well. Cage. I took my trouble on a dead end trail, reaching out a hand for a holy grail. Hey there, mama, did you carry that load? Did you tell your baby about the bend in the road? By the rebel yell, by the one that fell, looking for the water from a deeper well.
Forms most gruesome, the Watchers.